Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirits shine. Binging with benefits, sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit. Binging with benefits.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome to the chaos that is Binging with Benefits. I'm Jess.
And I'm Becca.
And this is us. Real, raw, unfiltered.
Heck yeah, baby.
You stepped into it and you didn't even know it.
Yeah, I don't even know what I was going to say.
You're just you.
Yep.
And we're just us.
And we're here.
And all together. Here all together. So we might as well yap about it.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. Oh, gosh. Becca, how are you?
I am doing okay.
Okay.
Well, so I had a conversation today.
Oh.
That, no, it's not anything bad.
Okay.
But, like, this last weekend, or this last week, I've been, like, toying with the idea of going back to school of, graphic design
stuff.
Yeah. Because when I'm bored, I'm like, I'll just go on Canva and
literally
make stuff.
Becca just loves to make a thing on Canva.
Like, I've literally made children's books out of things on Canva.
Every time someone visits, it's an itinerary.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's a full itinerary with everything.
Anything special going on. Becca is on Canva.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I'm obsessed with it. Anyway, and so I was helping a friend with the project and I was like, I actually really love this. And anyway, so then I was like, do I want to go to school for this? And then talking to someone today, I was telling, what are you up to? And I'm like, well, I've been kind of playing with the idea of this. And then they were like, oh my gosh, well, my daughter's friend does this. And and she takes pictures and puts it into the stuff that she makes for like graphic design. And then she draws stuff and like just all this stuff. And I'm like, that's actually really cool.
Yeah, especially the take pictures part, because that's something you already know how to do.
I'm like, I already do that. And then, anyway, so I was just like, okay, no, I think this is a thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
That sounds really exciting to me.
I mean, have you thought about schools, or are you just kind of like, I think I'm going to start researching this. I'm taking that step.
Well, I mean, I've looked at a certificate.
Okay. Yeah.
But I also, this is so stupid. I have tried to go back to school two separate times.
I mean, girl, who among us?
What drives me crazy and what kind of like pulls me back a little bit is group projects. Can we talk about group projects really quick?
And how hard they suck.
Because they're terrible.
Especially in some of those classes. Like, I'm thinking about the like types of people that some of these classes may draw.
Yes.
And that is not
fun. A nightmare.
I mean, are they going to make you do a group project for graphic design?
I don't know. Well, I'm also thinking, is that like a teacher preference?
I think it has to be. But I was also going to say, like, in the year 2025, what professor is assigning a group project? I think we all know that after the pandemic, maybe some social skills are lacking. So you could get a teacher that's going to be super I'm going to teach you the ways of the world and give you a group project. Or you could get a teacher that'd be like, yo, we all want to stay inside.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know what? If you do an online thing, there's no chance of that.
Actually.
Oh, no. Is there?
There is.
Because have they changed it that much?
Well, this was pre-COVID, because when I was going to BYUI, I had a few classes that were 100% online.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get me started. But I was there anyway, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, the people who were there in Rexburg would meet on campus and then phone in for the other people. Like, that was the thing.
But are those overachievers?
Possibly.
Yeah, that feels like an overachiever situation.
And I'm like, can we not though? Like,
yeah, no, that feels like a very specific thing to that school.
And then also I'm thinking, I already have my associate's degree. Yeah. I don't want to do math and English all over again. I need to find somewhere thing. That it's going to transfer, because I'm not doing social studies.
No. Well, I think that's the point. It's like, once you have your AA,
right,
you don't have to. I mean, don't look at me. I don't have anything. So like, I don't know how college works other than the times that I showed up
and
tried to do the thing. To me, I thought you get your AA so you don't have to do those courses.
Right. That's what I thought.
And then you go and you just do the things.
Yeah. So I asked chat, because I was like, do I need to like take math again because
heck no. My in this economy, my brain is not working that hard for that.
No. Also in elementary school, I love how they were like, teachers were always like, "Oh my gosh, you'll never have a calculator in your pocket. You need to learn math."
I mean, that was the way of the world at that point. Now we literally have everything in our pocket.
I have the entire world in my pocket.
Literally.
I can go to Japan right now on my phone.
Literally, babes.
You want to know the square root of whatever? I'll Google it for you.
I'll Google
it. I got the answer.
See, my brain goes, wait, how do you figure out the square root of something on the calculator? I don't know.
No idea.
Ask chat, babe.
But that's what the internet's for. Did I pass most of my classes by the internet? Yeah. And this was pre-ChatGPT, okay?
No shade. No shade. You finished classes, okay? I finished some, okay? But like, yeah, no, I don't blame you.
Anyway, so that's what's going on in my world.
Okay.
But what's going on in Jessica's world?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Not much. I mean, still doing interviews, still swiping, still doing the thing. I just got back from dog sitting for a friend, and she's the cutest little thing ever.
So cute.
But I'm never good at talking about myself. So
I know. Well, and it's hard because, yeah, you're like, yeah, what do I talk about? Because I just do the thing.
I know. I just do the thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is something that I talked about when I first started like prepping for job search and all of that. I don't know how to describe what I did.
Yeah.
For work, because I just did it. Because it was just, this was my job and this is what I did. So like thinking back on it, like, you know, you're supposed to have like the win stories and all of that stuff. And it's just like,
I know.
I don't know. I have to have other people remind me like, oh, remember that big thing you worked on? I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
My mentor, like she reminded me of a ton of things. And I was just
good.
I forgot about all of those things. Cause I'm just doing the thing. It's just my job.
Right.
I go and do the thing.
Yeah.
And that's it. So it's like, yeah, it's the same thing with life. It's like, I just go and do the thing. But also like, I can't super talk about any of the interview processes that I'm doing right now. But you know what we can talk about?
What?
I had this bathroom thought.
Okay. I love it.
And this is leading into what I asked for you to prepare for us.
Yes.
I had a bathroom thought and I was like thinking about, I don't want to give it away, but one of the things on this list, I was just thinking about questions I would ask when we die.
Mm-hmm.
We ask the powers that be, God, universe, source, spirit, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
The questions we would ask. And I feel like the most common ones people are going to ask is like the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Yeah.
Like those are the common answers, right?
Yeah.
But I had a thought and I was like, this would be a really good opener for a podcast. If I continue letting my brain go down this path of what other things would I ask?
Yeah.
This could be good. So I texted Becca and I was like, hey, make a list, bro.
Well, the way she worded it was like,
I know.
So weird because she goes, we should ask the universe when we're going to die. And I was like,
hold on. That's not how I said it.
I will pull up the text. She literally said,
I was also doing talk to text. And so my brain was mid bathroom thought too. Bathroom thought meaning shower thought, guys. Let's not get super gross.
Should we do questions? We'll ask when we die or like.
Oh, I see how you interpreted that.
Yeah, because I was like, wait, I don't want to know when I'm gonna die.
No, I want zero. No, I don't want to know either.
And then I was like, okay, but I also don't want to know when we're gonna die. So I don't like that one. But questions to ask when we die. Yeah. I'm game.
Not to questions we'll ask when we die, but yeah. Questions to ask.
Yeah, when we are
when
there.
When we're there. When we are in the place with the death and we've done the death thing and now we're in the place.
So funny. I was like,
I know, she's like, I think her response was like, what?
No.
I was like, oh, maybe I'm not explaining this right.
We want to ask questions after we die. What would you ask?
Yeah, I need the answers.
Please.
So I'll start with the one that got me thinking about this.
Okay.
The question I thought of was like, I want to know when I get to wherever.
Yeah.
I want to know. I want a list of all the people who ever had a crush on me. Like, because I mean, we've talked about this where like I look back at things in my past and now I look at interactions. I'm like, oh,
that
person was hitting on me.
Yeah.
And I had no idea because I was young and naive and like, right. I didn't understand how things worked.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't understand. I was like, oh, they're friendly. No, yeah. They're not friendly. They're hitting on me.
Yeah.
And I didn't real or like situations where I'm like, oh, that guy wanted to kiss me. Oh, so I don't know how much of that is like, maybe I'm a little bit on the spectrum. I don't know. But like,
no, that's definitely me too.
Right?
No, absolutely. But also, I am still very naive to that stuff.
I know I'm better at it now where I'm like, Becca.
No, I know. I'm like,
I understand a little bit more. Yeah. But there's still times where even recently I'm like, oh, that's why they said that.
Yeah.
Oh, they weren't just being nice. They wanted to talk to me.
So funny.
Dang it.
They were just asking me about raisins. They wanted to. Have you seen that trend on TikTok?
No.
So this girl goes up to guys and she goes, hey, can I ask you a question? Do you like raisins? And they're like, raisins? And she, yeah. What, do you like raisins? Yes or no?
Yeah.
And then she goes, oh, okay, well, how about dates?
Oh, shoot. Respect.
So anyway, the boys are like, oh, that's smooth. And like, anyway,
dude, I may steal that. I'm gonna be challenging myself to approach people in public.
Oh wow, good for you.
Oh, I should write this down. Yeah, so I'm gonna be challenging people. I might steal that.
Do it. And also, it's just fun to, like, a fun opener, I think.
Yeah.
Is just settle a debate for me.
Okay.
With literally anything. You can say anything.
The amount of times I've done that. Okay, Becca, that used to be one of my openers on Bumble. I'm not
That's
even kidding.
Pretty good.
It's like, hey, settle a debate between me and my friend. Is it better to be wanted or needed?
Ooh.
And it's not as maybe I'll revamp that because it did get a lot of people to respond.
Yeah.
But that is starting off deep.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me something that you would ask when you die.
So this has been a lifelong question.
Okay.
I've always wondered this. So Adam and Eve, I'm going biblical real quick.
Yes.
Adam and Eve. If they were created, like, if they were just created, as in they weren't a baby in the womb. Okay. They're just, boom, they're there.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible
Adam's
says.
Rib.
Okay. Yeah. That whole thing.
We're going biblical.
I'm just talking straight from the Bible. This is how it's worded.
Right.
Do they have a belly button? Because
they
wouldn't need it. But also,
did Adam and Eve have a belly button?
Like, you know.
That's a really great question.
And it's so stupid, but
no,
I'm
it's
like,
not. Becca, that is the point of this list.
No, but that's, but it, like, I have always wondered that.
That's a really great question. Because Eve, even though Eve was biblically second born,
right?
She was not born in the way of umbilical cord because, you know, Adam didn't have the parts.
Right.
Really, really good question. Yeah. There was a show.
Oh, Kyle X or something?
Yes.
Yes.
I was like, I can see a guy. I can see abs and no belly button.
Yeah. That's so stupid.
I mean, but it's a detail you have to think about.
Yeah, because I'm curious.
I don't know. You know what, Beck? It's one of those mysteries.
We'll never know.
They'll figure it out in the end.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll ask after we die. That's such a good question. I'm gonna think I don't want to think too hard about that because I could get really deep in the woods there.
Oh yeah,
this other one is so very personal to me.
Okay.
I used to have a favorite black shirt.
Okay,
and I had two shirts in the same style, different colors. I had a gray one and a black one, and it was like a V-neck, and then it like kind of puckered at the tip of the V, and it was flowy, and it was a black short sleeve. One day, just could not find it.
Wow.
I have no idea where that black shirt went. I still think about it. I would wear it today. I would wear it in this moment if I still had this shirt.
Wow.
But I did laundry at my ex-in-law's house. And then that's the last time I remember seeing it. I have no idea where that shirt went. I looked and I have moved multiple times since then, obviously. And I thought, and I moved my ex-in-laws and it was not there. I thought for sure maybe it like got stuck behind the washer or maybe it got mixed in with like my ex-in-law's laundry. And then I would see I'd see somebody wearing it or something like that.
Yeah.
Never saw that shirt again. That's the last time I remember seeing it. But I really want to know what happened to my black shirt. so funny.
I love that.
I want to know where it went.
Oh my gosh, life's mystery.
Like, did it fall in the ether of like, or not even the ether, did it fall into like another void in the time space?
Yeah,
continuum?
No, it went through a portal.
Have you seen that on TikTok where girls, sorry, I'm doing the ADD thing and going into a million other categories, where girls are like, or people are just like, inexplicably, they suddenly have two of something and they're
yes.
like, I bought this in France. I only had one of this.
Yes.
And now there's two in my box.
Yeah.
Like, I'm wondering if there's another universe version of me that somehow has two of these black shirts.
Honestly, probably.
Why did I get into the universe that lost the thing?
You're like, I'd rather have two of these.
Can I, someone, like, seriously, let me trade space with this other universe.
That's so funny. You know what's scary is, and this has been proven so many times, is if you can imagine it happening, yes. it's happening.
Yes. Yes.
And just take that in whatever realm you want to, but like,
see, and that was another question I almost put on this list. I'll just say it real quick. It's like, what, because I felt like maybe it was too easy to answer. Like, I could answer some of this.
Yeah.
But maybe there's other things I don't know.
Yeah.
What decisions did I make in my life that drastically altered my existence? Like, obviously I've made some big decisions, but yeah. like, what small decisions did I make that yeah. like drastically altered which reality I ended up on?
Oh, that's interesting. I like that one.
Anyway.
That's really cool.
So that was a freebie there. It was just something that didn't make the list.
You know what's interesting, actually? So I found something called cartography.
Is that map?
It's map, yeah.
Yeah.
You can look on a map. There's a website that you can type in your like birthday, your sign, like all the information.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I did this and I was like, because it was, the whole point is to figure out where's the best place for you personally to be at on this earth, as far as like connection with earth we're talking. Anyway, so mine, funnily enough, was in Southern California, was like the peak.
Oh, really?
And then, yeah. And then I looked at other places that I had lived and it kind of matched up. Like Utah was like business minded, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, well, I'm really curious because in 10 years ago, that's wild.
That's nuts.
2015, I was like, I am moving to England. I'm going to be an au pair. I'm going to, like, I was interviewing with families. Like, I got my passport. Mm-hmm. I was doing it. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I will not finish my degree if I go.
Yeah.
And I don't regret it. But anyway, so I was like, I want to look at England and see what that alter universe would be of, like, that alter path.
Yeah.
And it was like something about a partner, like finding a partner, but also like a serious loss.
Oh gosh.
So I don't know if, yeah. So, I mean, it was like great, but then also like just as equally great is equally bad.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
That, you know, what's so funny is I was just thinking about that the other day and I was trying to remember what that was called and I was going to try to figure out mine. So
yeah.
I wrote it down. I'm going to do that for myself.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
That's interesting. That's all, like, all the lines and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You should.
Okay.
Because I thought it was fascinating. I'm like, okay, so that's what would have happened if I had gone to England instead of finishing my degree.
Yeah.
Like now, because I've always wondered. Obviously.
Yeah. Like, well, if I had done this thing.
Yeah. Like, how would my life be different today?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say that's how it would be. I don't know. I'm just gonna trust the cartography.
There we go. We're trusting that. What else would you ask when you
okay.
die?
Okay. Something I would ask. Zombies.
Okay.
Are obviously a body that's undead, we'll say.
Yes.
The spirit that belongs to that body.
Yeah.
Is the ghost just like watching the body?
No, don't do that. That's so gross.
Yeah, like don't eat their brains. We were a lawyer. Like, you know, like
we were so much more civilized than that.
I know, like, Steve. Come on, Steve, get it together.
He's just like forced to shadow the zombie body around. That's hilarious. Yeah, where does that spirit go?
Yeah. So like, yeah, does the spirit just follow the body around and be like, man, this idiot.
Is the spirit still in the zombie? I mean, I know it's dead and like technically dead is when your spirit leaves the body. I guess maybe not technically. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, is the spirit still there and it's just the body is dead? Like things have stopped working? Ooh.
I guess we could make up an answer to that one because zombies are not real.
Maybe they are.
But maybe they are.
But maybe.
I mean, I wholeheartedly believe that sirens exist.
We have talked about this.
I don't.
But which way of a siren? Like a mermaid? Or are we talking like plunge to your death, kill men.
Plunge to your death.
Okay.
That I wholeheartedly believe that because we have only discovered, what, like 30% of the ocean?
Oh, that's a higher number than I thought we did. I thought it was like 5.
So like, how can we possibly say for sure there is nothing like that in the ocean? Yeah,
I believe that there's so much more down there.
Like a megalodon? You know what I mean? Like there's so many things that it's just like, how can we say no? We have no idea.
Exactly.
So anyway.
No, I feel that same way. And I feel like I saw someone say something online of like, did we stop exploring the ocean because we found something that was too scary?
No, literally. And then we were like, oh, space, let's go up there.
Let's go up there and let's find a way to get off the planet.
Yeah.
Like, and then someone was telling me like, I know, right? Someone was telling me, no, but it's just like the technology. And I'm like, you're telling me that it was easier to build technology to go into zero gravity, off into massive amounts of nothingness space. That's not equally as hard as to figure out how to get something down under the depths of the water and the pressure there.
I don't believe that.
That feels equal hard to me. Yeah. I'm no scientist, but that seems pretty easy math to me. Not easy like to figure it out, but like it's comparable in my brain.
Actually, OceanGate, Stockton from OceanGate, originally was studying astrology and like he was doing space.
Like astronomy?
Astronomy.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay. How did he not see this coming?
No, astronomy.
Yeah.
And then he was like, meh, I'm going to do the ocean instead. So
interesting.
I don't know. It has happened where people are like, never mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the opposite.
I know. So I'm like, then in that case, because this man, he was, let's admit, he was probably pretty stupid. Like he was using carbon fiber.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. Was he the scientist or did he pay scientists to do this?
He had a lot of yes people around him. Let's just say that.
Okay.
I've watched so many documentaries on this. It is fascinating. And then so many influencers have gone down with him like a week or two. There was one. There's a scuba diver that I really like to follow. It's a random hobby of mine. I just like to follow a scuba diver. Anyway, it's called D All My D. So it's like Dive All My Dives, I think is what it's supposed to signify.
Okay.
Anyway, but he went, I think it was within the month of that happening.
That's so scary.
And he like still was like posting about how he had this like styrofoam cup from the beginning. And then from the end, it was like, you know, a little tiny cup because of the pressure.
That doesn't make sense. Hold on. So then how would he, how did he not get affected by the pressure?
I don't know. Maybe it was outside? The pressure?
If the styrofoam cup was outside, it would not have survived at all.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
So that just either is really, really, really bad. And like, I wonder how sick everybody got after getting out of there.
Because
if it's affecting something, I don't know. I don't know science.
I don't either, but.
You don't?
You don't know science?
Who doesn't know science?
Just kidding. What's the science?
I don't believe in God. I only believe in science. How does he say it?
Science.
Science. Can't do it.
Anyway. You don't?
You don't? You don't know science?
I'm all...
Sorry. Anyway. My next question.
Yeah.
I love kale.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Have I gained any more years from eating kale and liking it?
Mm.
And maybe not kale, but like, this is just an example of like, I really love vegetables.
Yeah.
Did that actually help any?
Mm.
It's just a stupid little question.
It'd be interesting. I mean,
because I'm not even doing it because I think it'll make me live longer. I do it because I eat it. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
So it's like, but is this a byproduct of me liking this?
That's so interesting. I like that.
It could be a very simple answer of no.
Yeah.
So, just a question I had. So I don't know.
No, I like that one. And we've talked about this one, but I would love to know who has successfully faked their death.
We did talk about this.
I would love to know. Like, I mean, there's like rumors of like Elvis,
right?
You know, or Michael Jackson even.
Yeah.
People are saying he faked his death.
What?
Yeah. Which I don't think that's real.
Yeah, because there's no way. I mean, he's so recognizable. I guess he changed his face once.
I know. Definitely.
I don't know.
But like Elvis thing definitely holds up. Like there's been people that are like, this is for sure Elvis.
Didn't he have a twin?
He did, yeah.
Oh, but this was one that was like stillborn or something?
Yeah, the twin died like stillborn. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so yeah, I would love to know, even just not even like celebrities, just like people in my life that are like, oh, they died.
You know? Yeah. Like, but did they actually
die or did they just go to like Russia or something, you know?
Eventually, once everything is settled, we can maybe have our brother on to talk about somebody that we all think may have faked their death.
I'm pretty convinced that this person faked their death, and I would love
I want him to come on and tell this story.
Yeah.
That's a really, really good question.
Yeah.
I have one more. So kind of similar to like the list of people who had a crush on me where it's like I was just oblivious or like trusting or whatever. I guess this is more in the lines of trusting. I want a list of lies that I believed.
Oh.
Like I want a list of people that have lied to me.
Oh.
And not because I'm like wanting to go back and be like,
yeah, gotcha.
I can't believe you lied to me.
Yeah.
It's more of a self-reflective thing of like, did I suspect that there was a lie there and I just chose to believe them anyway?
Mm.
Or did I just trust this person so blindly? Like maybe this is more of a negative one, but I'm just like very curious about like, just for my own sake of like, when did I believe a lie? Because there's been like recent-ish things that I'm like, oh, I know that person's lying to them.
Right.
Would they have lied to me?
Yeah.
Like when did, because not would they, like obviously they're very capable of it, but like when did I believe that person's lie?
Yeah.
Even though maybe I had evidence suggested otherwise, you know, anyways. So I'm very curious about who lied to me and when did I believe it?
Yeah, that would be a really good one.
Right?
I would love to know that one actually. Yeah.
I mean, everyone white lies a little bit, like to like,
like, you know, and even just editing information for what's important to, for the person to hear.
Exactly,
sure. Yeah,
exactly.
I understand that.
And so it's like, oh, I want the big lies. But I'm like, no, like, I guess there's like certain people where I'd be like, I want to know when these people lied to me.
Right.
All the times they lied to me.
Right.
And then maybe, the big lies that I believed otherwise.
Where it's like, why? There's no point in you lying.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I would love to know that one too.
Isn't that interesting?
That's a good one.
So those are questions we'd ask we would want to ask when we die.
Yeah.
There we go. How do I word this?
Questions to ask, like, when will we die?
When will we die?
I don't want to know.
I definitely don't want to know. I don't care to know any of that information.
No, I don't even want to think about it.
No, thanks. Not for me.
Anyways.
You want to talk about a movie?
I do.
Okay, great. Because I have one for you.
Ooh.
And it's so good. It is literally released 2000. Okay.
Okay.
And we are talking today the 2000 cult classic Coyote Ugly.
Yes.
Yes. I will admit, like, I knew loosely about this movie. I have never seen it until this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And it was just something that popped up on my Hulu. Like, I knew what the movie was about.
Yeah.
And I had friends who had watched it and told me about it, but I'd never, like, sat down and watched it all.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is a good opportunity to do this.
Yeah.
And then I think... Well, because originally I was going to tell Becca about another movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, I can't. I just can't.
It was so
like,
bad.
It was really bad. And then I was halfway, not even halfway. I think I was like maybe a quarter of the way through this one. I was like, we're going to do this one.
I'm so excited.
So we're going to talk Coyote Ugly. Okay. It stars Piper Perabo.
Wow.
Do you remember her? I don't know what else she's been in that you would have recognized her from, actually, now I think about it. Covert Affairs. Cheaper by the Dozen. You would know her from that.
Oh, okay. Yes. She was Nina. She was
the older sister.
Right? Yeah.
She was in Yellowstone.
Okay.
Her name is Violet. Okay. And so we open in New Jersey, and Violet lives in New Jersey with her dad. Her mom has passed away 5 years ago. Don't really remember how.
Mm.
But she's working at a pizza joint, and it's her last day on her shift.
Okay.
And she has big dreams of being a singer. Well, not a singer, just a songwriter. She does not perform in public.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because her mom had debilitating stage fright. And so it's genetic.
Of course.
Okay. It's just genetic.
just is.
Science. So she has debilitating stage fright and she just can't sing in front of people. But she loves to write songs. Okay. So she's working her last shift at this pizza place and she is getting ready to go make it in the big city. She's moving the 40 minutes to New York City. Okay.
I'm going to do the big thing. I'm going to move 40 minutes away.
Exactly. But that's where singer-songwriters go to make it big.
Yeah.
Sure. Or not singers, just songwriters.
Just songwriters.
Okay. So she's like shy. Obviously, she's got stage fright. She's shy and awkward. And it's very quintessential shy, awkward acting. She has her hair back in a low ponytail. Very like, she's like, oh, I'm shy. I can't possibly
do my hair. Little
like she
man.
Just like is also scared of being perceived, it seems like, too. Oh, okay. So she's like same. Very I know, right? But we yeah, anyway. So her dad is played by John Goodman.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
And he's
okay.
very like grumpy, like basic blueprint for like overprotective dad in a rom com. Okay.
It.
Just like a grumpy doesn't want Violet to leave. Because her mom once tried to make it big and she almost made it big. Mm. She really did. She almost made it big, but she just couldn't do the stage. Mm. And so her dad's like, it's his only baby. She's yeah. moving to New York. And he's like, I don't know if this is a good decision, which honestly, it kind of ends up not being a great decision because the place she moves into is like a pigsty. It's like the windows don't close. Like it's disgusting, dirty. Like at one point, like she comes back to her door wide open and someone has stolen all of her stuff, including her keyboard, which oh, actually I never think about it. They never explain how she got another one. Anyways, she quickly finds out that New York City is very expensive, right? Like she rent is insane. She can't like pay bills. One of her friends gave her like a big wad of cash and like
okay
just to like just as just as an emergency fund just in case. She like puts it in the freezer.
Where is this friend? Because I want that friend,
right?
Just a wad of
this
cash.
Is like her childhood friend. They've been friends for their whole life. They did everything together. Here's some money I've been saving in our whole life. It's just it's better use for you.
Yeah.
And she puts it in the freezer. Her apartment gets broken into. Like they take the wad of cash from her freezer. So she can't pay the bills, right? And so she is running around trying to get signed as a singer song, as a songwriter. I will keep making that mistake. And she is giving, like just going to like record labels and giving cassette tapes.
Oh my gosh.
This is a 2000, okay?
Love it.
We have CDs, but she's giving cassette tapes to the receptionists. And they're like, no, obviously we don't do that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I should help you with your dream. I moved here to be a dancer. Look what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so she's trying to, she's like, obviously this is going to take longer than I thought. Yeah. I had no idea. I was so naive. I need to find something to pay the bills.
Yeah.
So she stumbles upon this bar. Okay. And this bar is called Coyote Ugly.
Okay. That's the name of the movie.
Oh my gosh. And I was going to look this up before we recorded too. They explain what Coyote Ugly means. It describes a situation when you wake up to someone so ugly that you want to gnaw off your arm to get away.
Oh my gosh.
That means they're Coyote Ugly. But wow. You're drunk enough and you had fun and now you're like, oh crap.
Jeez. Okay. Anyways, interesting.
So. That is what this bar is named after, okay? So she meets Lil, and basically Lil's like, hey, you've got a little spunk in you, or, you know, whatever. Come back tonight. Your audition starts tonight. She's like, audition? Okay, like, whatever. So she shows up. It's like a Hooters, but wild and rowdy.
Got it.
Okay? But there's only currently three bartenders there. There's Lil, and then there's two other girls. I can't remember their names. I think one of the names is Rachel. She's just angry all the time. Okay.
Okay.
And Tyra Banks used to work there. But like Tyra Banks' character.
Okay. I was going to say, wasn't Tyra Banks as Tyra Banks?
No. Right. Right.
Okay.
I remember thinking that Tyra Banks was like really, really in this movie.
Oh.
She is not.
That's so
She
funny.
Is in the movie for a total of 5 minutes. Throughout this whole thing. I thought she was like a main character. I'm like, but like the bar is basically just like hundreds of drunk dudes come every night to watch these girls give sass and dance on the bar top occasionally.
Got
and
it.
Like pour okay. ice on the crowd. And like,
yeah,
you can't order water at this place. Like we don't give water. Like we give beer. And she shows up and she like ends up getting a job there. They're like, she doesn't even know how to pour a drink. Rachel, I guess, is the angry when she's always mad at her, like, you know, like, oh, she can't do this right. Like, she's trying to give a guy water. That's against the rules. Like, you know, stuff like that. Remember, this girl has stage fright.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a point where there's a bar fight that's breaking out.
Uh-huh.
And she thinks, you know how I'm going to get all of these really drunk men to stop fighting each other? I'm going to stand on the bar. I'm going to take the microphone and I'm going to sing on top of the jukebox. Have stage fright.
Yeah. What?
And also, it's so funny that scene when she stands up and she starts singing. It was Blondie, I'm Gonna Get Ya.
Oh, okay.
Or One Way or Another.
Yeah.
She gets like, one way or another, I'm gonna get ya.
But then she slowly gets more
slowly
comfortable.
Louder, and the people slowly are like,
who's this angelic voice?
Oh,
yeah.
Speaking! Like, you know, like. Anyway, so Violet has a job now and she's learning the ropes at Coyote Ugly.
Okay.
Meanwhile, we get introduced to love interest. His name is Kevin. And Kevin is mistakenly, she thinks he's an owner of a nightclub. And so she's trying to pitch herself as a songwriter to this nightclub guy. But then it turns out he just flips burgers at this nightclub. But really, like, he has no real backstory and no real, like, purpose to this whole thing other than he's just the guy who believes in Violet.
Okay.
Like, he's into comic books. He's really nerdy. The first time that he gets Violet to agree to go out with him, they, like, go to a deli and he, like, she thinks he's getting drugs because the way that the exchange is happening is, like, very shady. Mm-hmm. But it ends up being, like, a mint condition comic book. Of some sort, okay?
Oh, okay.
So he's just like nerdy and adorable, and he basically shows up just to be like, you can do this. Yeah. Like, I'm here to support you. You have stage fright. I'm gonna fix it, you know? They, you know, flirt, and he like really is dead set on trying to get her to like get over her stage fright. Like, he takes her to this date to this comic book store that somehow he has access to. I don't remember how.
Okay.
But it's at night and they're closed.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a ton of like those cardboard cutouts of like people, like celebrities and characters and stuff, and he has them all set up and he has the keyboard there and he's like, we're gonna practice. And she's like, I don't think I just can't do it, you know, like. And he's like, come on, like, what does it feel like? Let's start by describing what your stage fright feels like.
Yeah.
And she's like, do you really want to know? Like,
oh my gosh.
And then she's like, well, if you really want to know, then I have to make you feel what I feel.
Okay.
This is the sex scene.
Oh!
Okay. I know. This is after they've been flirting and all this stuff for a while. But it's like, it's just such a it's a wild scene that I just am like.
It's so fast.
That's what I mean. I was like, I thought you didn't like this guy.
What?
And then like, now it's like, she's like, well, I'm so shy. I can't. But you know what? First thing that I feel is like, my heart starts racing. And she like takes off her shirt. And I'm like, I thought we were shy.
Oh my gosh.
But like,
gosh.
Okay, girl.
Get it. I guess.
Okay. But while they're at the comic book store afterwards, he wakes up to her playing on the piano and he's like, I want you to sing. And she's like, I can't.
I thought I slept with you, so I don't have to.
Exactly. Like, I thought you dropped this. But she's like, I just can't. I can't. He's like, what do you need me to do? Tell me what to do. And she's like, disappear. And so he turns off all the lights and then he sits there. And it's like, basically, he's just like, okay, like, there's no one here.
Yeah.
Just sing. That comes into play later. Okay.
Okay.
And so she ends up singing for him, blah, 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 blah. So she gets super confident after this and she's like, I can do this. And she just starts mailing cassette tapes.
Oh boy.
Everywhere. She's really trying to learn how to be like a coyote at Coyote Ugly. This girl, we watch her single-handedly smash like dozens of bottles of whiskey. And I'm just like, this businesswoman is letting her train with real bottles of whiskey during rush hour at the bar. One of the rules was like, there's no boyfriends allowed in my bar. Like, your boyfriends aren't allowed to come.
Okay.
But like, she has so many rules for working at her bar, but does not care that this new employee is trying to learn all these tricks with these like bottles and bottles of whiskey, just like smashing bottle after two at a time. She's like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to mail out all these cassettes. I'm going to try to be good at this job, blah, blah, blah. Dad, overprotective John Goodman, finds out that Violet is working at this bar. And like, that's not how he raised his daughter. I think it was like the night that she sang over the jukebox, there was like a reporter there or something and took a picture and put her in the newspaper of her writhing around on the bar.
Yeah.
The reason he finds out is like, he works at a toll booth thing.
Okay.
And he's like, all the other guys are putting this picture up in their booths. And he shows up to the bar while she's there, like, and it's like water night or something because they're all just pouring. And this is when Tyra Banks comes back for some reason. And they're just pouring pitchers of water on each other, dancing on the bar over and over. Okay. And then daddy walks in.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, this isn't what it looks like. Like, it's okay. It's fine. And John Goodman's like, basically like, you're not my daughter anymore. Jeez. Type of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Pour a little water on yourself and you're not dad. You don't get a dad anymore.
The dad, how dare you. And he's like super ashamed of her. He won't return her phone calls.
Oh my gosh.
And she's like leaving messages on the machine, which one thing I was like, okay, like I get this. She's like, I'm not going to apologize because I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. As she's getting more and more confident, she's singing more and more often night after night at the Coyote Ugly, but only over the jukebox. Okay.
Okay.
Kevin is like, hey, I called in a favor and I got you a spot and you're going to perform in front of these people at a nightclub. And she's like, I can't do it. He finally gets her to agree to do it. And she's like, okay, if I can get work off, tell me why you're making those faces.
I am so annoyed.
She's just making these faces over, like she's doing the ugh.
I'm like, yeah, I'm rolling my eyes. I just, okay, this girl, she goes to New York. She's like, oh my gosh, I want this so much.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden she's like, never mind. I need someone to constantly convince me.
Yes.
And I'll deny and deny, deny, deny.
Yes.
And then they'll just keep convincing me. And then finally I'm going to be like, you know what? Okay.
Exactly.
What?
It's like she wants it, but she doesn't. Made me think about, oh, what are things I say I want that I'm just mailing in cassette tapes to?
Ooh.
Right? And I'm not doing the thing. Anyways, we can get deep and existential right here. We will.
But yeah, Kevin's just very persistent.
And he is. That's what I mean, is his whole purpose in this whole movie is just to be the support. Like, we really don't know. We find out later on that he had a really rough childhood and didn't have a home growing up. But it was like a maybe 1 minute max
speech. Oh my gosh.
Okay. So like, we don't have any backstory to this guy other than he's there for Violet. Okay. I don't even know if he still is flipping burgers because that guy threatened to fire him so many times. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. He's like, I'm not going to go to work. I have to convince Violet to sing.
Yes. But he also has a really, really nice, like not really nice, but nice for New York City, like big apartment.
This movie, I have so many questions.
I mean, it's an early 2000s.
I have rom-com. So many qualms.
Yeah, we have so many qualms and problems, concerns.
Anyway, keep going.
I got you a gig. Mm-hmm. You're going to perform. And she's like, finally agrees, but only if Lil is going to let her off work. The night comes and she just like reminds Lil, like, hey, remember, I'm only working 2 hours tonight. I have to leave here at 10:30 sharp.
Yeah.
Time comes and she's getting ready to leave. And Lil's like, where are you going? And she's like,
oh my God.
I have to leave. I have to go do this thing. I know. She's like, no, you can't leave right now. We are slammed. Like, and we're doing so well. Like, you're not leaving. And she's like, what are we going to do if I leave? And Lil goes, if you were going to leave, you would have left already. And she's not wrong. Because then Violet calls Dear Kevin, who is talking to the stage manager at this place. And he's like, where's your girl? He's like, she's coming. She's coming. She's coming. Calls Kevin on the payphone. And he's like, where are you? She's like, I can't come. Lil's not letting me leave. He's like, just walk out of there. Yeah. She doesn't own you. And she's like, this is a job. I have to do this. And he's like, I don't get it. Like, just do it. Come. And she's like, I'm not coming. So she hangs up. And then we see that how Kevin got this spot for her, because he's like, the stage manager's like, is she not coming? Da, da, da. And he's like, no, she's not coming, sorry. And he tries to leave. He's like, excuse me, just because she's not here doesn't mean that we're square. And the way he got her this gig was by trading in his mint condition comic book.
I wondered.
Yes. And it's like his prized possession. Okay, so he gave up his comic book for her, which is a big deal. Okay.
Rude.
He shows up at the bar angry.
Yeah.
And he walks in and one of the regulars is up on the bar with Violet.
Yeah.
Getting handsy with her and she's like handling it.
Yeah.
But he's obviously already upset. And so he comes in, pulls the guy off the bar and starts beating him up. And it starts into this whole brawl. And Lil's like pissed. She's like, I told you no boyfriends in my bar. First she gets dumped. Okay. Because she follows Kevin outside.
Oh, right.
And then Kevin's like,
yeah,
you're not following your dream, blah, 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 blah. I did all this stuff for you. And then she goes back in and Lil's like, you're fired because you brought boyfriend to my bar. All of her cassette tapes are getting returned to her and she's just like depressed, whatever. Then she gets a call from the hospital. Dad got hit by a car.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So she goes to the hospital and she's there and she's like, you know what? I'm going to move back home. And Dad's like, no, you're not moving back home. And she's like, why?
Yeah.
I can't do this anyways. I have stage fright, just like mom did. And he's like, your mom didn't have stage fright.
Oh.
And she's like, what? What do you mean? I thought it was genetic. And he's like, your mom didn't have stage fright. She was amazing on the stage. And she loved the stage. When she told me that she wanted to quit because you were born, I encouraged her to quit.
Oh.
And so I'm the reason she quit.
Oh.
Because he's like, I should have. She was so good. And I wish I had supported her. And I'm not going to do that. Make that mistake twice. So no, you're not allowed to come back home and you're going to do this and I'm going to support you.
Wow. Okay.
Right. After she starts kind of rebuilding, she gets a job at a diner, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. She sends in, she finally clues in and she sends in a CD. We only see her send in one CD to this club that's like having a songwriter showcase.
Okay.
She gets accepted. And so it comes to the night of and like the Coyote Ugly people are supporting her because they, Lil came back and tried to hire her back and they also have really good relationships and all of that.
Yeah.
Lil closes Coyote Ugly and says, we're going to go support New Jersey because that was her nickname.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go support New Jersey at her showcase. And the dad comes, her best friend comes. Lil calls boyfriend Kevin, who's not boyfriend anymore. So anyway, she gets up on the stage. She's got a whole band. This whole band has learned her song.
Wow.
Okay. Like this was a big, it was like a big thing.
Yeah.
She gets up on the stage. They're playing the song. All the lights are on her. Like they keep playing the intro over and over. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't do this. And she like starts to walk away. And then suddenly, boom, all the lights go off.
Oh.
And then in the crowd, there is one candle underneath the face of her boyfriend, Kevin. But then like suddenly there are candles on all these tables. I don't remember seeing that when it,
you know. And all of them are off or not lit.
Exactly. Exactly. And so now he's like holding a candle in his face like,
oh my gosh, like an actual monster.
Yeah. No music, nothing. Singing the song. I don't know the lyrics of the song.
Is that Christina Aguilera?
That is Leanne Rimes. Can't Fight the Moonlight. That is what that song. That song was written for this movie.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I was like, when I was telling you what I'm doing, and she's like, Becca's like, I've never heard of this movie. I know nothing about this movie. Yeah. Great. Don't look anything else up.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Because I wanted to be the one to tell you that that song was for this movie.
I had no idea.
So that is the song that Violet wrote. Okay. Oh. And so she's performing it at the showcase and she's doing great. And like everything, they turn the power back on after she's got her confidence and she is shaking it and like having the time of her life and just performing the song.
Yeah.
3 months later, they are back at Coyote Ugly and someone's putting a record in the jukebox. And the record is Can't Fight the Moonlight, sung by Leanne Rimes.
Oh.
She sold her song. She sold the song after one performance and one CD to Leanne Rimes. And they're basically having like a launch party. Guess who's showing up?
Kevin.
Well, Kevin, of course, shows up. They're back together.
Oh, Dad?
Well, Dad, too. Okay. Everyone's there. Like, everyone's everyone's there. Leanne Rimes is there.
Oh.
And Lil is like, now to sing the song that our very own New Jersey wrote, Leanne Rimes. And then Leanne Rimes is on a table. It's like, Anyways, so then it ends. Everyone's dancing on the bar. Tyra Banks is back for the end, of course. She's there beginning, middle, end. That's it. She's got three lines.
Oh my God.
But she is definitely dead center in that movie poster.
That is so funny.
And everyone's dancing on the bar to Can't Fight the Moonlight. Like it's a Broadway finale. Like, you know, it's ending, whatever. But I feel like I have to say this ending part.
Okay.
Because it pissed me off.
Oh, great.
So Kevin's like, what do you do when all your dreams come true?
Yeah.
I can't remember how she answered the question. The last line is her asking him, what do you do when all your dreams come true? And he kisses her. And I'm like, first of all, we don't know anything about this man's dreams.
Yeah.
What do you mean when this man's dreams come true? When his dreams come true for your dreams to come true?
What?
Right? It made me so angry. I was like, ugh.
I mean,
hashtag eye roll.
I mean, it's a cute moment, but like there's no character development for Kevin.
Zero. Nothing.
That's wild.
I know. I'm like, we never learned what this man's dreams were. Like what brought him to New York?
Yeah. Like
he had a bad childhood. Like, yeah, he likes comic books.
What does he want to do with it
though? Did he want to write comic books? Like,
yeah,
they should have given him some kind of a storyline.
Yeah.
Of like, what else is this man doing?
Yeah.
Like, we're following all these people who like had dreams to come to New York. And like his only job is to just support her. Like, I mean, we love it.
Yeah. But like,
but also like, let's not end the movie on a quote of what do you do when all your dreams come true? Girl, We don't even know this man's dreams.
Yeah.
We know nothing about him other than he wants Violet to win.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, that is Coyote Ugly.
Oh my gosh. That movie would piss me off.
It really was just, I think it's cute. I don't know if it's because it's, even though this is the first time I've seen it.
Yeah.
It like brings back memories of that time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, was this movie just written for Leanne Rimes to release Can't Fight the Moonlight? Probably.
That is so funny.
But it is one hell of a banger.
It is. It is a really good song. Actually, it reminds me of the song Sugar Sugar.
Yes. Okay. This was another thing
I
was thinking about. In the future, we make a list of either songs or something that are only for the movie.
Yeah. That like it's a fake band.
A fake band. But this is a real band, but it's a fake story.
Well, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, Archie comics in the 60s, they had their little band in the show, in the comic, whatever. One of their songs that they would play was Sugar Sugar. Sugar Sugar. Anyway, it was on like top of the charts for years. So this song, I mean, everyone knows this song. I mean, even now, everyone knows that song.
Yeah.
But it's from a fake band.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's from a band that never existed.
As what the thing you did, that thing you do. And I try so hard to forget you, girl. But it just, da, 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 da. Every time you do that thing you do. You know that song?
I don't.
What?
Wait, what?
It's from that movie, That Thing You Do.
No, I don't think I know that song.
You've never heard that song?
Not that I remember.
We watched that movie together.
What movie?
That Thing You Do.
You're like, when you talk, do you listen at all?
I didn't say that at all because I am very guilty of this too.
I was
What door? The door of the microwave.
That's so good. If you don't know what I'm talking about, there. That's what's his name?
Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham.
Burnham.
Burnham. I don't know. Anyway, look it up.
Just look it up. Door to the microwave.
The microwave.
Anyways, yeah, no, just yeah, like songs that were from movies that became popular because of the movie or because of the show or something.
Funny.
Anyways, yeah. That's Coyote Ugly.
That was so funny.
Oh gosh.
We love a girl who is, I don't know, just so stupid. Like, do you want this or not? Because this guy's dragging you to the stage.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Literally. It's like, I can see so many good things about this and so many bad things about this, where it's like, yeah, do you want this or not?
Yeah.
And then, like I said earlier, like, in what areas am I just mailing in cassette tapes?
Yeah. Oh, no, totally. Yeah.
And then also, like, we love a supportive king.
No. Yeah. No.
Low key, am I mad? Because I'm like, where's my supportive king? Where's my person who doesn't complain about me doing the things I want to do?
Yeah. They have no backstory. They're just there.
They're just there to support me. That's terrible. I would never want that. Oh, but, like,
no.
I agree.
So funny.
It's such an early 2000s movie.
That is, yeah, that pisses me off. There's so many things in there. I'm like, okay, I would not be friends with this girl.
I know.
I could not do it.
It's so funny to watch the evolution of her too, because like, it's like it's just quintessential. How are you going to show that this girl is shy?
Yeah,
in how she's like, suddenly she takes her hair down.
Yeah, and then she's, oh my gosh,
oh my gosh, exactly.
She takes the glasses off. Oh, wow.
No, literally. That's one of the things that she does in the comic book store with all these, just like, takes her hair out of the ponytail and shakes it and then looks over her shoulder. Like,
oh my gosh.
Like, that face throughout the whole scene is just like, she's just.
I'm actually going to gag. Oh my gosh.
Anyways, Coyote Ugly. It's great. I recommend it. I think it's fun.
I don't recommend it.
I kind of want it. I saw someone online say it's basically Burlesque, but early 2000s.
Oh, okay. I've never seen that one either, but.
What? Okay, Becca.
But if it's anything like Coyote Ugly, I may not be interested.
I'm going to rewatch it and then I'll see if it's different enough for me to tell you about.
Yeah, that would drive me absolutely insane to have to keep dragging people. Yes, do it, do it, do it, do it. Like,
yep.
I don't know.
Yup.
Do the thing. If you want it, do it.
If you want it, do it.
That is so funny. Okay, well, thank you so much for talking
about that movie. I think it's so funny how we thank each other after we tell the movies. Like, I was listening to catching up on some of the episodes and stuff because I'm like, we need another listener here. And I was like, we literally, like, thank you so much for telling me about that.
So
thank
funny.
You so much for telling me about that. We're so polite. Anyways.
Oh my gosh.
I want to hear a Benny. Give me a benefit.
Okay, we got a benefit. Okay. I'm going to set the scene.
Set the table, babe.
Okay, so we're walking at Seal Beach.
Yes.
Main Street. Love it. Seal Beach, Main Street.
Love.
Literally anything on that street, I stand.
Except for one store.
Oh, yeah. Except for one store.
We'll let you go and figure out which store.
Yeah. It's pretty obvious what you can figure it out. Anyway, we're walking on the Main Street, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go in the shop real quick. So I go in. I love this perfume that they sell.
Oh yeah!
And I'm like obsessed with the every single time I go to Main Street, I'm always like, I need to stop in this store and smell this perfume.
Was that store not open yesterday? It wasn't, huh?
No, it wasn't. Oh, open.
Dang it.
Anyway, the perfume is called Acqua del Elba. Classica.
Yes.
And I know I'm saying that so white, but like that's, I mean, just phonetically that's how it is spelled. Acqua del Elba Classica.
Yes.
Phenomenal scent. Okay.
It smells so good.
It smells like the best part of a beach day.
Yes.
Like it just smells clean and like ocean and fresh and just like I want to like spray it everywhere.
Yeah.
Like I got like a big old bottle of it. I do like certain smells. I don't like if it's too flowery or sugary. No, count me out.
Yeah.
But if it's like fresh and just a little bit of flour, you know, or just a little bit of sugar.
Yeah.
A little bit of sugar. I'm all there. But anyway, this perfume is just so amazing. So yeah, so we go up to the store shop owner and I'm too shy. So
Just shy.
Jessica asked the store owner, like, because there's no more boxes.
Yeah, it was like empty. There wasn't any actual perfume there. It was like the body
lotion or something. And I was like, I don't really want lotion. And we ran out, but we back ordered some. I don't know when it's coming. Yeah. Blah blah blah. And I was like, okay, well, whatever. So then I'm like, I'm just gonna see how much it is to order directly from them.
Yeah.
And I literally have this big old bottle of it. I think I have like 100 milliliters.
Really?
Yes.
Like, I don't think I've actually seen the bottle now that I think about
it. It's pretty big. But I am obsessed with this perfume. I'll literally spray it on my pillow.
Oh,
like
that's
a few
smart.
Hours before, just so it like, it's not like the alcohol smell.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway.
It's not overwhelming.
Yeah. I love this smell. It's just, it's so good. Okay, so the brand itself is called Acqua del Elba. Mm-hmm. And then the scent itself is called Classica.
Yeah.
Eau de parfum.
Okay, so it says, a special fragrance inspired by our beloved island where the freshness of sea, air, and the wildflowers enhance the perception of self and time.
Oh my goodness.
A fresh marine fragrance for him or for her with notes of mandarin, lemon, and rosemary, marine algae, musk, and Mediterranean shrub.
Stop. Really?
Yeah.
I'm literally, my brain stopped at marine algae. I was like, I've never thought about how they get that smell.
Yeah. No, it's amazing.
Oh, and the way you described it too. Like, first of all, can I get that job? Can I write?
No, literally, can I write perfume?
Can I write for perfumes? I can do that.
Seriously.
But no, like the way that you, what did you say? Lemon and rosemary and mandarin.
Yeah, mandarin, lemon, rosemary, marine algae, musk, and Mediterranean shrub.
What is a Mediterranean shrub? Like an olive shrub?
And also, this is an Italian brand, so...
This is making me want some rosemary focaccia real bad.
Are we making that later? Yes.
Yeah, we're doing that immediately after this.
But anyway, and it's actually not that expensive.
Yeah, I mean, how much did you pay again for... I mean, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, I don't care.
Yeah, Italian island of Elba.
Okay, yeah, there you go. I want to visit this island because of this perfume. Okay.
Let's go.
Right now.
I'm not even kidding. What do I have going on?
Pack a bag.
Pack a bag right now. I will drive us to LAX.
Yeah. 100 milliliters is $110.
That's not bad.
That's not.
That's really inexpensive, actually.
That is insanely cheap.
For a perfume that smells like it does from Italy?
Yeah. No, seriously. Like,
buy it straight from the source, yo.
No, seriously. And it oh my gosh. And it comes in a 50 milliliter one as well. Mm-hmm. But obviously the 100
milliliter. Becca was like,
we're going bigger. We're going home.
First of all, this picture that I'm looking at, when I Googled this, I'm like, this looks beautiful.
Yeah, it smells like you're at the beach eating an orange. And I don't know. I just love it. And I'm obsessed with the smell.
So good.
Anyway, so that is today's benefit, because everybody needs this perfume.
Yeah. No, I'm like, I want to smell it again. And I know you've been wearing it, but it hasn't registered to me as like, oh, this is that perfume that I smell her wearing.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, that always smells good.
Well, great. Perfect.
She does.
Yeah. I like to rotate through perfumes, but this one is just... When I feel like I need a day, like a soft day, when I'm like, I just need a gentle day.
Yeah.
That's the perfume. Because it just feels like homey.
Oh.
And calming. And I don't know. Just all of the things. It just feels soft.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That's a really like good way to describe that. Oh, we like that. That is, it is soft girl era.
Yeah.
That is soft girl era perfume. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Anyway, I love that.
Great
scent.
Share.
So you're welcome.
Yeah. Seriously, guys.
Go buy this perfume. I'm not kidding. You will thank
this
me later.
This is hashtag not spawn. We don't have any sponsors, but if you want to sponsor us.
We would love to be a sponsor.
To have you sponsor. I don't care what you sell. Well, maybe sometimes we care what you sell.
I don't care what you sell. That one Seal Beach.
And we do care a little bit. Anyways, that's perfect. Beatissimo.
Yes.
I love it. Now I want to go smell it.
I know. Actually, let's do it real quick.
Okay. Right quick. Oh, she's bringing it in. Oh, look at this bottle, baby. I'm going to show the camera. Aqua di Elba. Oh my gosh, that smells so good. Oh my gosh.
I wish there's going
to
be
technology. I don't know how to describe this.
I know. One day there will be technology where you can smell through your screen. This would be the first set you should.
It's so pretty too, like with the purple pink background that we have too. Like,
yeah, gorgeous.
Aqua di Elba.
Oh my gosh, should we make a stupid fragrance commercial? That means nothing.
When I want to feel soft, I elba. Or would I classica. Oh, it smells so good. Anyway. I'm so glad you sprayed it on you now.
Yeah. I just love it. It just smells
Will it pick
so
it up if
good.
I spray it? I don't know if it picked it up at all, but I smell great now.
Oh my gosh.
So
love it. So anyway, this perfume. Okay. Amazing. I love it so much.
So great. Great.
Anyway, so that is today's benefit.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Get a live reaction from Jess.
Oh, I love it so much. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was a good episode. That was fun. I feel calmer now that I've got my fragrance because that movie kind of pissed me off. I'm like, what movie? Just smelling my perfume.
What anger was I feeling
what?
Before?
Like anything earlier.
I feel great. What's in this?
Yo. What's in this? Anyway.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
We are so glad you're here.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we all did here. Because we certainly did.
We have fun. Well, we're having fun. Hopefully you're having fun.
Yeah.
Share the pod. Tell everyone you know about this. Guess what? We're also all over social media. We are on Instagram and TikTok. Would love to have more followers on TikTok. So if you are on a TikToky and you feel like a follower...
You know what? We're actually filming a bunch of stuff today.
Yeah.
So
we're going to have a lot more nonsense content.
You think this is silly?
Wait a second.
Just
hold your horses.
Hold all of your horses.
Hold them all.
Anyway, we have tons of fun over on our social media accounts. It's just Binging with Benefits.
Yeah. Share the pod. Like, comment, rate, subscribe.
Yeah.
And
we want to hear from you.
Send us things that you want to say to us. you can comment on individual episodes on Spotify too.
I know. So. I didn't know you could do that until recently. And I was like, wait, what?
This I know. I thought cool. that was cool.
Anyway.
But anyways, we'll have you join us next time.
Okay. Love
ya. Okay. Bye.
Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirit shine. Binging with benefits. Sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit.